Today's daf is Zvachim daf Tzadi Tes. Yesterday we read the first Mishnah in the 12th parak of Maseches Zvachim, and we discussed who is and is not allowed to be chulek bekachim, who's not allowed to take a piece of the carbon. So we mentioned that it's full yom and mechusar kippurim are not chulek bekachim lechal erev, even though they are tamei when they are going to be tahar by the time the chalukah happens on the carbon. Since at the time that the carbon was actually brought, they were not yet ra'ui to eat the carbon, so therefore they cannot be chulek in the carbon. We discussed an onen bale mum, and the Mishnah had given a rule that anyone who's not ra'ui la'avoda is einu chulek. Anyone who's ain lo basar, ain lo ba'oros. If you can't do the avodah, you can't get the basar, and if you're not getting basar, you're not getting oros either. And we pointed out that even if he's tameh at the time of the zrikas hadam, but he's already tahar by the time they're makriv, they're maktir, rather, the chalavim, nevertheless, he's still not going to be able to be cholik in the karban, because the shas zrikas hadam is the koveya. So that was the Mishnah that we did yesterday. So says the Gemara Minani Mili, how do we know that this is true? Going on the first part of the Mishnah, on the Tfil Yom Mechusar Kippurim, that he's not allowed to be cholik, that he's not allowed to take a piece of the korban to eat for that night. Well, how do we know that he's not allowed to do that? So Reish Lakish taught Makra. So Reish Lakish says the source is the following pasuk. The pasuk tells us Hakohen amechatei osa yochalena. The pasuk in its entirety reads Hakohen amechatei osa yochalena b'makom kadosh te'achel b'chatzar olmoed. Point is, it's telling us about the mitzvah sachila, and it says only Hakohen amechatei osa. And mechatei means the one who zorik the dam, the kohen who does the zrikas adam. He's going to be able to eat it. He can eat the karban. So we darshan kohen hamechatei yochal she'enu mechatei eno ochal. That only the kohen who does the zrika is able to eat. The kohen who doesn't do the zrika is not able to eat. So says the Gemara, v'klalahu, v'harei mishmura kula de'in mechatin v'ochlin. What do you mean? Only the Kohen who does the Zrikas Adam is allowed to eat from the Karban? You have a whole mishmura of Kohanim who are working in the base of Mikdash that week. One guy brings this Karban. There's only one Kohen who gets to bring this Karban. So how can you say that only the Kohen who did the Zrika himself is able to eat it? The rest of the mishmura is not allowed to eat the Karban. Whoever heard of such a din? The rest of the mishmura is not allowed to participate in the Karban? As Rashi points out, this is not really like a follow-up question. This is part of Reish Lakish's drasha, meaning the Gemara's kash was minan immediately. How do I know people who are not allowed to do who are during the daytime at the shasa krava are not allowed to participate? So it's one long drasha that Reish Lakish is elaborating on. So he's saying from the pasha pshat of the pasuk, you might have thought only a kohen who does the zrika, but that's ridiculous. It can't only be the kohen who does the zrika. So it must be ra'ui l'chita kamrinan. Anyone who's ra'ui to do the zrika is allowed to eat. Someone who's not ra'ui to do the zrika because he was a mechusar kippurim, because he's a tevil yom, because he is tameh on some level, so such a person is not allowed to eat. But as long as you're ra'ui l'zrika, meaning any member of the mishmar who could have theoretically done the zrika, so he is allowed to eat the karban. So frak the gemara hare katan de'eno ra'ui l'chitoi va'ochel. What about a katan? A katan's not ra'ui to do the zrika, and yet he's allowed to eat the karban. So how can you say that you need to be ra'ui l'zrika? A child is not ra'ui l'zrika, yet he's allowed to eat. Elamai yochlena yichalkena. So what does it mean, yochlena? So it must be that yochlena means yichalkena, that when we say, you know, we take a much more direct approach to the pasuk. Hakohen mechateo sa yochlena means the kohen who does the zrika is able to take a portion. We darshin ra'ui l'chitoi cholek shein ra'ui l'chitoi eino cholek. That someone who is ra'ui l'chitoi, someone who could have done the zrika, can take a portion. Now a katan is allowed to eat from the karban, from his father's portion, but the katan himself we don't give a portion to. So that's why that's what we're solving over here, because a katan is ochel, but he's not cholek. So from the fact that we're saying that yochalena now means to be cholik, to take a portion originally when they're splitting it up, so that solves the katan problem, and that explains why the balmum, why the tvul yom and the mechusar kippurim are not allowed to get a chalukah of to get a chalik of the karban, because they are not ro'i l'chitoi. So frak the gemara, what about a balmum? Hare balmum, de'eno ro'i l'chitoi v'cholik. What about a balmum? Balmum is not ro'i, if that rule is true, but we know that a balmum, it says in our Mishnah, cholkin v'yolch, Balmumachlin, whether he has a mum kavua, mum over, it doesn't make a difference. A balmum is allowed to be chalik in the karban. So how can you give me such a rule, such an ironclad rule, that anyone is not royal chitoy cannot be chalik? A balmum is not royal chitoy, yet he is chalik. So the Gemara says, yeah, but that's a special drasha. Balmum rachmana rabia. Kol zachar b'kohanim l'rabos balmum. It says kol zachar b'kohanim, so we darshan that that means to include a balmum. Ve'ema kol zachar l'rabos tvul yom. How do you know that it's coming to include a balmum? Maybe it's coming to include a tvul yom. And therefore flip the halachos in the Mishnah. We started the Mishnah with the halacha that a tvul yom and a mechusar kippurim is not allowed to be cholek, and then we said a balmum can be cholek. So all we know is that there's something that we're excluding. There's somebody that's being excluded by the pasuk from being chalik, and somebody that's being included. What made us decide to exclude the tevul yom? Include the balmum. Maybe we should say that kol zachar comes to include the tevul yom. So mistavra balmum havle the rabbi yeno makes more sense to include the balmum shekein ochel, because a balmum is allowed to eat from it. So it makes more sense that if he's going to be allowed to eat from it, that he should be allowed to take a chalek, that he should be allowed to be chalek in the karban, because at the end of the day he's going to be allowed to eat from it. Says gemara, no adraba tevul yom havle the rabbi yeno de lo'or temich sechazi. Shouldn't we say tevul yom is better, because a balmum by evening, by the time it comes to eat from the karban, the tvul yom is going to be all better. The balmum is still going to be a balmum. So shouldn't it make more sense to let the tvul yom, meaning the person who was a tvul yom at the shas akrava, take part in the chalukah of the karban, because by the time that happens, he's all good? Says Gemara, no, it doesn't make sense. Hashtumia halochazi, because right now he's still not good. And as long as right now he's still not perfect, that's why we can't, we don't think it's mistaver to include him. We rather include the balmum. We exclude the tvul yom from the chalukah. So a couple of points over here. The Gemara started minani mili. How do we know that this is true? How do we know that it's true that a tvul yom chus kippurim are not allowed to be cholik? So the Mefarshim asked that it already said in the Mishnah. The Mishnah had already quoted a pasuk. Hamakrav is dam shlam v'sachelav. Right at the end of the Mishnah, quoted a pasuk that you need to be tahar from the time of zrikas adam until the time of through the time of hektar chalavim. It's not good enough to only be tahar at the time of hektar chalavim and not be tahar at the time of zrikas adam. So don't you see clearly that from that pasuk that the Mishnah quotes, that someone who is tameh during the process, so including it's v'liyom mechusu kippurim who were tameh during the process, on some level they weren't completely tahar, that they're not allowed to be chalik in the karban. Mishnah already quoted a pasuk. Minan emili is for when the Mishnah doesn't give the source, but the Mishnah over here gives the source. So Tzon Kachim says that based on the pasuk in the Mishnah, we could have said that the pasuk doesn't mean that you have to be tahar the entire time, unless you're makrivis dam ashlamim, meaning that you have to be. It means that you have to be. The way to read the pasuk would be a makrivis dam ashlamim, that you were tahar at the time of the zrikas adam. Ve'es hachelev might not be read. And it might be read ve'es hachelev or the time of the haktaras hachalavim. That you tahar in one of those times. Even if during the other time you were tameh, it would have been enough and you could be chalik. Meaning, had you only had that pasuk, that's how you might have read the pasuk. So the Gemara says, where do you see a hechrech to read the pasuk to be saying that you need to be tahar through and through? That you need to be tahar throughout the entire time, and that it's not good enough to be tahar at one time or the other, at the Shas Rikas Adam or the Shas Hektar Chalavim? That's how Tzon Kachim understands it. So the Gemara had said in the next line, so we said, HaKoyin HaMechateo So Yochlena, we darshan that a Kohen who does the Zrika can eat. Kohen who doesn't do the Zrika cannot eat. So the Gemara said, what are you talking about? The whole Mishmar doesn't do the Zrika, and yet they can eat. So the Chassam Sofer writes in his tshuvas in Aruch Chaim Siman Mem Tes, that the Iker Mitzvah Sachila is on the Kohen HaMakriv. That the Kohen who does the Akrava, he's the one that has the primary mitzvah of Achila, and everyone else is just allowed to share it with him, but he has the primary mitzvah of Achila. So in the Tziv, in his commentary on Chumash, in Hamak Davar, he says we learn it from this pasuk, because the Chachamim darshed in this pasuk le'inyan chaluka, but still, Enem Ekriyot Simidei Pshuto. What does the pasuk say? HaKohen HaMechatei osah yachlana. The Kohen who does the Zrika, who does the Akrava of the Karban, he should eat it. Okay, good. So we darshan. It doesn't really mean that. It means any Kohen is ra'oi l'chitui can eat it. But the Pasha Pshar in the Pasuk, Eina Mikriyotze Midei Pshuta, Pasha Pshar in the Pasuk, still seems to be telling us what it's telling us. Pasha Pshar in the Pasuk is that the Kohen who does the Avoda, he's the one that has the mitzvah, the primary mitzvah, to eat it. And therefore, let's say the rest of the carbon got totally burnt, and all that's left is one kezias of the carbon. So nafkamina lemaisa, says the Nativ, it would turn out that the Kohen who was makriv has to eat that kezias. You shouldn't give it to anybody else. If only one person is going to be able to do an achila, it's got to be him. He's the one that has to do the achila. This is against, like we said, the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi holds that there's no mitzvah, special mitzvah on the Kohen who is makriv to eat the basar. Beis HaLevi held in general that other than Karban Pesach, there's no mitzvah achila really. There's a mitzvah sheyehena echal. So since the mitzvah is really a din in the karban, it's not a din in the person, the mitzvah of achilas kachim, the way the Beis HaLevi understands it, only by Karban Pesach is there a din on each individual that you need to eat, that you have a mitzvah sachila, like you have to eat matzah, you have to eat a kezias Karban Pesach. But when it comes to other kachim, the mitzvah sachila is not a mitzvah on the individual to eat, it's a mitzvah on the karban that it should get eaten. So that's why you could have everyone getting even less than a kezias, and it's not shaykh to say this karban has this kohen has a mitzvah sachila, not that kohen. According to the Beis Levi, it doesn't make any sense. There is no mitzvah on any kohen. The mitzvah is that Shevet Kohen has to make sure it gets eaten. That's all it is. So in a kosher way, that has to get eaten in a kosher way without any tamaim. So that's this is muchach from the fact that a kohen gadol is makriv onen. Kohen gadol is makriv onen, but an onen is not allowed to eat from a korban. The Gemara is going to say, so if you say that there's a mitzvah miuchedes on the kohen that does the akrava to do the achila, so then it should be usher for a kohen gadol to be makriv onen, because we're setting him up for failure. He's going to be makriv and he's not going to be able to do the achila. So it says basically, if you see, there is no such thing. That's a machlokas chasam sofer. And Beis HaLevi, is there such a mitzvah, an ideal requirement that the Kohen Gadol should that the Kohen who's makriv of the Karban, that he should do the Achila? So we said that the Raya, that it can't just be that anyone who's Ro'oi can eat, who's Ro'oi to do the Zrika can eat, was from Katan, that a Katan is not Ro'oi to do the Zrika, yet he is allowed to eat from the Karban. Now we darshan that from a pasuk, the Gemara Menachos darshan from a pasuk Ishka Achiv, that Ish Cholek Ve'ein Katan Cholek. So we darshan that a Katan can eat, but a Katan cannot be Cholek in the Karban from a pasuk. So we see that we are Mema'it the Katan from Chaluka. That pasuk that teaches me that a Kohen cannot be Cholek is the source that a Katan can eat, because we see that we're only Mema'it him from Chaluka. We're not Mema'it him from Achila. The pasuk also says Kol Zachar. Kol Zachar sounds like Katanim also. Kol Zachar can eat, sounds like Katanim, because Katanim are also males, even if they're not ish, but they are males, and therefore male children can eat from the Karban. One of the Achronim in the Sivus HaKodesh asks a very sharp kasha, though. He says, why do I need a source to tell me that a katan can eat kachim? In general, the rule is katan ochel nevelos ein bezin mitzvah nafrisho. If katan is eating something that's aser, bezin has no requirement to stop him from doing so. So I need it. So meaning, so he has a heter. He's allowed to do what he wants. I can't stop him. I have no requirement to stop him to be mafrishim. So even if there wasn't a pasuk and there was an iser for a katan to eat, still we can't stop him from eating it anyway. Ein bezin mitzvah nafrisho. So the truth is, it's not really such a sharp kasha. The Yael Sashachar explains that by Achilles Kachem, aside from the Isser of an individual eating who's not allowed to eat, there's also a general problem of Gezel HaKohanim, that the Shevet Kohuna, who are Ro'i for this carbon, are the ones that own the carbon. And if Katan does not have a right to eat legally, he's forgetting about the fact that Katan Ochel Nevelos, he violates a religious law. Ein Beis Mitzvah L'Afrisho. You see a child stealing something, you are Mitzvah L'Afrisho. You certainly have to have him give the money back. Over here, aside from the religious law, from the Ben Adam Makom, he's stealing. He's stealing from Shevet Kohuna. So, B'mitzvos Ben Adam L'Chavero, absolutely, Bezin is Mitzvah L'Afrisho. So, really, it's a non-starter. It's not really an issue. Now, in regards to Ketanim eating Kachim, Minchas Chinuch asks that Achilas Kachim is a mitzvah saseh. So he says, I don't understand. You have a mitzvah to say. Any gadol over the age of bar mitzvah is a mitzvah to say to eat the kachim. You're going to go and give it to someone who's not a bar chiyuva. Isn't that being a mevatel mitzvah to say? You're being mevatel mitzvah to say of achilas kachim. So the truth is, according to the Beis Halevi we mentioned before, it's not a question at all. Beis Halevi holds, no, there's no mitzvah to say to eat kachim. There's a mitzvah to make sure it gets eaten. So if ketanim are doing a maisa achila, they're making sure it gets eaten. As long as there's no specific psul, it's fine. It's not that there's a mitzvah to say of a maisa achila of achilas kezayis on the kachim. But the way the other achronim understand that there is a mitzvah to achila on shar kachim, even outside of Korban Pesach, so isn't it a bitul mitzvah to say to give it to Kohan? So the Menachos Chinuch says that the mitzvah is not that every kohen has to eat all the kachim in the world. The mitzvah is that each kohen should have a kazayis, that you should have one kazayis of the mitzvah on each kohen to eat a kazayis from the kachim. Once you ate a kazayis, you yotzei yechiyuv, you don't have to eat any more. You just can't allow it to be bali de nosar, meaning even the Menachos Chinuch, who doesn't hold like the Beis Halevi's whole vart, that there's no mitzvah sachila, he holds there is a mitzvah sachila. But the mitzvah sachila, the shir of achila, is not achilas kol karban. The shir of achila is kezayis. You have to eat a kezayis. What are you going to do with the rest of the meat? Okay, there's an issur, you're not allowed to let it be nosar. You have to make sure the rest of the meat, yehei ne'echal. That can be fulfilled through ketanim. So Beis Halevi has this very strongly worded presentation of it, that the entire mitzvah sachila is really sheyei ne'echal. And there is no real mitzvah sachila. Other achronim say that's partially true. There is a mitzvah sachila, but the mitzvah sachila is just tita kezayis. After that, the mitzvah turns into sheyei ne'echal, to avoid it, to prevent it from becoming nosar. Fine, that's how... That's how we understand. So that's the first teretz of the Gemara. Again, the Gemara wanted to know how we know that it's full yom chus kippurim are not able to be chalik b'kachim. So the first source was a kohen amachateos ayachlena, and we darshan that only a kohen who's roy to do the zrika is able to be chalik. Yachlena meant chalik. Rav Yosef Amar. Rav Yosef says a little different. He says michti mayachlena yachalkena. He says I don't understand. If the word yachlena means yachalkena, the way you're teaching the pasuk is that yachlena means that you should divide it up, lichtov rachmani yichalkena. Then let the pasuk write yichalkena, ma yochalena. Why instead does the pasuk use the word yochalena, which doesn't at all sound like it means to divide? It sounds like it means to eat. Wrong word. Why would it use such a word? So shema mina, within that word itself, you see, says Rav Yosef, roy la'achila cholek, shein roy la'achila einu cholek. You see within that word itself that only someone who's roy la'achila can be cholek, someone who's not roy la'achila cannot be cholek. Because by the fact that it couches the term chaluka in, it couches the concept of chaluka within the term of yochalena, tells you that there's a very direct connection between achila and chaluka. So that's how you know that a katan is not allowed to participate in the chaluka. You could see from there, you also see from, well, that we have a separate drasha menachos for anyway, but primarily that's how you know that a mechus kippurim and tful yom cannot be chalek, that because they're not roi lachila, someone who's not roi lachila cannot be chalek. So the achronim ask, the Taras HaKadosh says, why do I need kol zachar then to be marbe balmum? Meaning that part, l'chori, he's not arguing on, that kol zachar comes l'rabos balmum. A balmum is roi lachila. So why do I need a pasuk to tell me, don't worry, a balmum could be cholik in the carbon? Of course it could be cholik in the carbon. If this is your drasha, that anyone who's roi lachila could be cholik in the carbon, and has nothing to do with being roi for the zrika, which the balmum can't do. Balmum can't do avoda. So again, according to the first answer, roi lazrika, someone who's roi l'avoda is roi for chaluka, and therefore it would have excluded balmum, so I need a special drasha to include balmum. But if you can go with the drasha we're using now, that anyone is roi lachila, so why do I need a special riboy for balmum? Balmum is already included in someone who's roi lachila. So he answers, the Taras HaKadosh answers, that if we would have only darshan from the pasuk hakoyin hamachateo so yachlena, we would have said that the pasuk is speaking belashon yachlena to exclude a kohen gadol onein who's roi lachitoy, even though he can't be cholik in the korban and he's ain't a roi lachila. From the drasha yichalkena, we see that only someone who's roi lechito is cholik. That's coming to exclude a balmum since he's not roi lechito. But once the Torah says kol zachar to be marbis someone min hadin is lo hayilo lachlok min hadin should not have been able to participate in the chalukah. So it's more mistaver that the Torah is marbe balmum and not a tful yom, because a tful yom is not ra'ui le'echal. Good, says Gemara Viter. Boy Reish Lakish. Balmum v'hu tamei ma'o shi'ach l'kulo. Okay, so balmum we said can participate in the chalukah, tamei cannot. What if you're both? Your Baal Mum and your Tamei. Can you participate in the Chalukah? Kivin the Lachazi v'Rachman Arabia, Loshna, Mali Tamei, Mali Baal Mum. Since a Baal Mum is not Ra'ui to do the Avoda, and yet we have a special Riboy that allows him to participate in the Chalukah, so maybe that's an all-out heter. We don't care what other details are going on in this Baal Mum's life, whether he's Tamei or not. Once the Torah is Marbe that a Baal Mum is included, he's included. Or maybe no, only someone who's Ra'i L'Achil could be Chalik. Someone who's not Ra'i L'Achil cannot be Chalik. Truth is, very strange Havamina, that a Balmum should be permitted, a Balmum who's Tamei should be permitted to be Chalik. Someone who's only Tamei, can he be Chalik in the Karban? Pashut not. Right? The first words of the Mishnah in the Parak were, Tzvul Yom Chusik Purim, guys who are out of their Tumah or halfway out of their Tumah already can't even be Chalik. Someone who's Tamei, Pashut, can't be Chalik. So give him another problem, make him a Balmum also, and now he can be Chalik. If he only had one problem, he only had Tumah, so for sure he can't be Chalik. Now add on another problem, make him Balmum, and all of a sudden he's allowed to be Chalik? What kind of Havamina is that? How could you have a Havamina that he could be Chalik if you add another Chisaron that he didn't have? So the Nesivus HaKadosh explains that the Yisod of the Safek is in the Geder of the Riboy of Balmum. What exactly is the Pasuk teaching us when it's telling us that a Balmum could be Chalik Mekadshim, as opposed to anybody else who's not able to do this Rika, who cannot be Chalik in Kachim? Is the reason of the Din because Be'emes, he's Shaykh to the Chitoy, because the Achilus Kohanim is Mechaper for the Bailim, so it turns out that even a Balmum, who can't do this Rika per se, but by being allowed to eat from the Karban, since a Balmum is allowed to eat from the Karban, he participates in the Kapara as well, and therefore his participation in the Kapara shows you something, and therefore he could be Chol Lake because he has participation in the Kapara, and if that were the case, then clearly if he's Tamei, where he's unable to participate in the Kapara, he's clearly unable to eat the Kachim, so then he would not be Cholek. Or maybe the reason that we're marbe the Balmum is that the Torah is just having rachmanis on him. The Torah is giving him a chelik in the kachim as like a nedava to Nebuch, this poor guy, because it's clear in many places that a chilus kohanim is schar for their avoda in the mikdash. A Balmum is unable to do avoda, so min adin really shouldn't be able to eat anything, and yet the Torah apparently gives him the right to eat. As Nebuch, we give him a little tzedakah, we give him something to be able to eat, even though he really by right shouldn't have any right to eat anything. So if it's not tali in his avoda at all, it's tali in just we feel bad for him. So maybe even if he's tamei, that's zuchus to be cholik mekachim because Nebuch he's a balmum. Maybe that zuchus doesn't go away because we're talking about maybe the yisod of the din that a balmum eats is that we feel bad and that even though he doesn't deserve to eat, we let him eat anyway. So the fact that he's tamei, good. So he still doesn't deserve to eat, but we let him eat anyway. That's the whole yisod of the din of balmum. Anyway, that's the shaila. Maybe those are the two tzadim of the shaila. That's what the Nesivus HaKodesh explains. So what's the answer? Amarabu Tashma. Kohen Gadol makrav onin ve'ino ochel. A Kohen Gadol could be makrav as an onin, but he can't participate, he can't eat from the karban. Ve'ino cholik lechol erev, nor can he participate in the chalukah. So what do you see? Shema minah, roi lachil bein and shema minah. If you want to participate in the chalukah, you need to be able to eat from it. Kohen Gadol is able to be makrav, but he can't eat from it, mele he can't participate in the chalukah. That it all depends on eating. So balmum, who's tamei, can't eat, Mimele can't participate in the chalukah. There's our answer. By Rav Oshia, next question. Tamei b'kabanas tzibur, mao sheyach l'kulo. Someone who's tamei, can he be chalik in kabanas tzibur? Now, karban tzibur, we're talking about, Rashi says, that tahorim were makriv, right? That if tahorim were makriv, the karban tzibur, can a tamei be chalik in that karban? What are the tzadim? Mi arminin ha-mechateh ha-marachman ha-vahaynami mechatehu, that a karban tzibur, tumas huch b'tzibur. So should I say that since a tamei person technically could have participated in the avodah of this karban, therefore he can eat? Or maybe it all depends on whether you're allowed to eat from the carbon. And Tameh is not allowed to eat from the carbon. He may have been able to do the avodah on a carbon seabor, but eating from it, we would have found Kohanim Tahorim to eat from the carbon. So is it tali in the achila, or is it tali in the ability to do the avodah? So Ravina Tashma, Kohen Gadol makravon ve'enochel, ve'enocholik lechol erev. The Kohen Gadol is the perfect example, because here's someone who can do the avodah, cannot eat, and we say because he cannot eat, he cannot be chalik. So you see that the koveya is not the ability to do the avodah, the koveya is the ability to eat. And that's why Shmamina Roy Lachilabin and Shmamina, that if you want to be chalik in the carbon, you need to be Roy Lachil. You need to be someone who could have eaten from the carbon. Fine, now we move on to the next line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that an onain is nogea ve'ino makriv. An onain can touch the carbon, but he can't be makriv the carbon. And he can't be cholik la'erev either. So onain nogea, an onain can touch the carbon. Uruminhi, I'll ask you a stira, it's not so. Onain imachus v'kipurim tzrichin tevila l'kodesh. It says onain imachus v'kipurim mishon chagiga. An onain and imachus v'kipurim need tevila in order for to have contact with Kodesh. Doesn't that imply that he's not allowed to touch it unless he does tevila first? So the Gemara says, Amar Abami, Amar Biyachon, Lokasha, Kan Mishtaval, Kan Mishlo Taval. Okay, so maybe we're talking about what he did tevila. Meaning, Onain is not allowed to touch the carbon before he did the tevila. He is allowed to touch the carbon after he did the tevila. That's simple. So it says, wait a second, v'chitavol mayhavi. So we're talking about our Mishnah, when it says that an onin is allowed to touch the carbon, it's talking about that he did it to vila. When he goes to the mikvah, what does that help? Hadra le aninus. Aninus is not a form of tumma. Aninus means he lost a relative. So when he goes to the mikvah, the relative has tchias amesim. It doesn't change anything. Why should he's vaiter in onein after he goes to the mikvah? Dam Rabbi Baravuna onei shetavel aninus chazar salav. An onein goes to the mikvah, his aninus comes right back. He hasn't accomplished anything by going to the mikvah. It's difficult to understand why the Gemara waited to ask this question. Right away when we're on the Mishnah Chagiga, it says onein mechusu kibum tzrichin tevila lekodesh. It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that an onein requires tevila in order to have contact with kodesh. Should have asked right then. What do you mean? Onan going to the mikvah? Why is Onan going to the mikvah going to help? Well, but we instead wait till we say that our Mishnah must be talking about that the Onan already went to the mikvah, and that's why he's allowed to be Nogeah. So the Chemdas Daniel explains that which we say he needs to feel the kachim means after his aninus is over. The Mishnah, our Mishnah, must be talking about when he's still an onain. So we're asking, what do you mean? The Mishnah Chagiga we're okay with. He needs tevila. What does it mean he needs tevila? After his aninus is over, we come up with the Chumrei Drabbanan that he needs to do tevila before he comes in contact with Kodesh. Our Mishnah is obviously talking about when he's still an onain. So to make an ukimta in our Mishnah that, oh, don't worry, he did tevila, but it's during his aninus, it's not after his aninus, that's the Gemara's kasha. So Gemara says, lo kasha, had da asach daite, had da lo asach daite. The chiluk is whether he had a hesach hadas or not. If he had a hesach hadas from protecting himself from becoming tamei, so then if he had a hesach hadas, he wasn't focused on protecting himself from becoming tamei, he's not allowed to be nogeya. But if he never had a hesach hadas, even through his aninus, through that whirlwind of emotions of aninus, he never had a hesach hadas from protecting himself from becoming tamei, so then he's allowed to be nogeya. So it says the Gemara, hesach hadas, shlishi yushvi bai. So the Mishnah Chagiga that says that if he has a hesach hadas, he needs tevila. If he had a hesach hadas, he might have become tamei the mace. If he became tamei to a mace, tevila is not good enough. He needs to get hazah, the sprinkling of the ashes of the paraduma on the third day and the seventh day. He needs to go through a week-long process to become tar if he had a hesach hadas. Amar Rabbi Yustai, Rabbi Moslem, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, hesach hadas, tzar chazah, shlishi yushvi. Someone who has a hesach hadas has to do hazah on day 3 and 7. It's not good enough to just go to the mikvah. So lo kasha, says the Gemara, okay, third try. Hada asach daite mitame meis, hada asach daite mitame sheretz. If he had a hesach hadas from tamei meis, you're right. So he wasn't even protecting himself from tumas meis, so you're right. Then he would need hazah shlishi yushvi. The Mishnah in Chagiga, where it says that an oni needs tevila, is talking about where he was mesiach das from tumas sheretz, not from tumas meis. So it says where tamei sheretz, tamei ma'al yehu, harav shemesh bayi. Tumas Sheretz is a real tumma, so he shouldn't just need tevila. He should need harav shemesh after the tevila. Also, he should have to wait till sunset. So even if he wasn't protecting himself from tumas Sheretz, the Mishnah Chagiga still doesn't make sense. He still needs more than just a tevila. Va'oda filu trumanami plus if he was Mesiach Das from Tumas Sheretz, then in addition to not being able to come in contact with Kachim, he shouldn't be able to come in contact with Truma either, because if he became Tami from Tumas Sheretz, he's going to be Mitami Truma also. So isn't that going to be a problem? So I'm Rabbi Yirmiya, Ba'omer Nishmarti Midavar Mitamani, V'lo Nishmarti Midavar Posalni. It must be that he said that I protected myself from something that would be Mitami me on a Daraisa level and would therefore require Harav Shemesh, but I was not careful to protect myself from things that would passel me from eating kachim midrabanan, that would not require a real Harav Shemesh. And that's what the Mishnah Chagiga is talking about, that if he, so it's a major Rukinta, Mishnah says an one needs tefillah before he contacts kachim. What's it talking about? An onen who says, look, I was careful, I never had Hesach Adas from Tumas Meis, from Tumas Sheretz, or from any real Tumas Daraisa. I just wasn't so careful about the Drabanan things that could have passeled me. So in that case, he needs tefillah, and tefillah would suffice. So frankly, Gemara, umika nitirus lepalga, do you have such a thing? You can guard yourself halfway, that I'm going to protect myself from half of something? So, L'chora, we could have asked this question earlier also. When the Gemara said that he was Mesiach Das from Tamei Meis, and he wasn't Mesiach Das from Tamei Sheretz, we already could have asked this question. What? Mesiach Das from half and not the other, from some things and not from others? We could have asked this question before also, but we're asking it now. So is there such a thing as watching over for some issues and not watching over yourself and protecting and saving yourself in regards to other issues? Says the Gemara, yeah, in. We find it, sure. V'atanya Odeu Asal Rosho, if a person has a basket on his head, so again, the way that people used to carry things was they carried baskets on their heads. Umagrefa betocho, and inside the basket was some type of kli that they would use to separate dried figs. It had a flat end and would be used to wedge apart dried figs. So that was inside the basket. Va'amar, and the guy says, look, libi ala sal ve'in libi ala magrefa. I was careful to protect to make sure that the basket never became tamei, but I was not careful to make sure that this magrefa, this kli, did not become tamei. So what's the halacha? Hasal tahar v'magrefa tamei. The basket is tahar, the magrefa is tamei. That alone did not teach us this din, that there's shmira b'miktas, because that's just shmira on one item and not another. We want to show that within a single item, you partially protect it. I protect it from certain things and not from other things. So we haven't proven our point yet. So says Gemara v'titamei magrefa l'sal. Wait a second. If the magrefa is tamei, how could the basket be tahar? Shouldn't the magrefa be mitame the basket by touching it? So the Gemara says, no, ain't kli mitame kli. There's a rule. Kli can never be mitame another kli. You should know that rule is not really a rule, meaning 99% of the time, a kli is not mitame another kli. But there is a concept of cherev hareu kechalal. Cherev hareu kechalal means a metal kli that touched a dead body becomes naviyavo satuma. As such, it can go ahead and be mitame other kelim. But typically a kli cannot be mitame another kli. So it says, well, okay, v'tizma masha b'tocho, but it should at least be mitame the fruits that are inside the basket. It should be mitame the food, because a kli can be mitame ochlin. So Gemara says, amarava ba'omer shmartia midavra mitama v'lo shmartia midavra posla. Ah, there's our line. The ukimta is that he said, look, I guarded this magrefa from things that will be mitame at an adaraisa level. I just didn't guard it from things that would pasul it. If it only became pasul midrabanan, did not become tame midaraisa, it would not have the ability to be mitame the fruits that are in the basket. And that's why we're not worried about the fruits that are in the basket. So that's why we quoted this whole source. Igalgil milso matay lekame d'Rabbi Abba bar Mamal. This conversation continued on until it got in front of Rabbi Abba bar Mamal. Amalei lo shmieluhu hadam Rabbi Yochanan amarav hochel shlishi shel truma also lechol mutaliga alma ba'achila of Rabban Mala b'negil of Rabban Mala. He says the whole question is not even a question to begin with. What was our kash that we began with? We didn't like, why does it say that an onen is allowed to touch kadshim, and yet in the Mishnah in Chagiga it says that an onen needs to be tovel for the sake of kadshim? So the Gemara is saying now, forget all this analysis of making chilukim, if he was shomer, he wasn't shomer, forget all that. Very pashut. The Mishnah Chagiga was talking about he needs to be tovel before he eats kadshim, not before he touches kadshim. Our Mishnah is talking about touching kadshim. So the simple answer, it solves all the problems. Fine, says Gemara Vayter. So we said that an onen is allowed to touch the kachim, he can't be makriv, and he's not allowed to participate in the chaluka to divide up the carbon. So miflik hu de lo palug v'chi mizamni le'achil. Sounds like he's not allowed to participate in the chaluka, but he is allowed to eat if he's invited by someone else who got a portion of the carbon. Sounds like we're saying that he would theoretically be allowed to eat, he's just not allowed to participate in the chaluka. So says Gemara Uruminhi, onen tovel liochel as pischa la'arev avalo b'kachim. An onen can be tovel and eat his carbon pesach that evening, the Mishnah Pesachim says, but he cannot eat kachim. So don't tell me that it's just a psul in the chalukah, but he's allowed to eat. We have a Mishnah Pesachim that says he's not even allowed to eat kachim. So I'm Rabbi Yirmi Midifti lo kasha. Rabbi Yirmi Midifti says not a problem. Kan b'pesach, kan b'shayim as hashana. It depends whether it's pesach or the rest of the days of the year. B'pesach, I did achal pesach, achal nami kachim. B'shayim as hashana, de lo chazi, lo chazi. Since we allow an onen to eat a carbon pesach, so once he's eating carbon pesach, we let him eat out the kachim also. So on pesach, all bets are off. We let him eat the other kachim as well. But during the rest of the days of the year, where there is no special heter for an onen, to eat anything, so we're not going to let him eat out the kachim either. So that's why that answers the stira. So our Mishnah, which sounds like he can't be cholik, but he can eat, is talking about other kachim on Pesach. So umay avalo b'kachim. But wait a second. So you want to tell me the Mishnah in Pesachim, when it says he's not allowed to eat kachim, is talking about when it's not Pesach, and the Mishnah in Zvachim is talking about when it is Pesach? That's interesting. So the Mishnah that says he's allowed to eat the carbon Pesach avalo b'kachim means he's allowed to eat the carbon Pesach, but he's not allowed to eat kachim when it's not Pesach. Says Gemara, avalo b'kachim, shekol shana. That's exactly what it means. It means he's allowed to eat the carbon Pesach and any other kachim on Pesach, but when it's kachim shall shar kalashana, kachim throughout the rest of the year, that he's not allowed to eat. Yeah, we make such an akimta. Ravasi amar lo kasha. Ravasi says, no, the chiluk is the following. Kansha meslo mes barbas or recover barbas. So two types of onens. One is where his relative died on Erev Pesach and was buried on Erev Pesach. Kansha meslo mes b'shloshas or recover barbas. One is where the mes died on the day before Erev Pesach and was buried on Erev Pesach. Yom kvura lo tafes leilo afilu midrabanan. The day of the kvura is not going to include the following night, even midrabanan. So the point is, if he was not a real onen midaraisa, meaning that the mace died the previous day, so then we're going to allow him to eat kachim. But if he was a real onen midaraisa, the mace died that day, then we're not going to allow him to eat kachim. So mantana aninus laila midrabanan. Who's the one that holds that aninus laila is Rabbanan? Meaning, because the Mishnah Pesachim was clear that Tana holds that Aninus Laila is Midrabbanan, and that's why he was Mechalik between Pesach and other Karbanos, so who is the author of that Mishnah Pesachim that holds that Aninus Laila is only Midrabbanan? So Rabbi Shimon, the Tanya, Aninus Laila Midrav Torah, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Einu Midrav Torah, Ela Midrav Sofrim, that Rabbi Yehuda holds it's Midrav Torah, Rabbi Shimon says it's only Midrabbanan. Teda, Sharei Omru, Onin Tovel Vochles Pischol Erev, Avalo Bekachim. And the Raya is that it says that an onen could be tovel and eat his carbon pesach that evening, you just can't eat kachim. So there you see, aninus laila is midrabanan. So v'sav Rabbi Shimon aninus laila midrabanan. Does Rabbi Shimon really hold aninus laila is only midrabanan? V'atanya Rabbi Shimon omer onen enu mishaleach karbonosav my love afilu bepesach. An onen is not allowed to send his carbon, doesn't that even include pesach? So zemar lo levar mi pesach, it means with the exception of pesach. V'atanya Rabbi Shimon omer shlamim kishu shalei mevi ve'inu mevi kishu onen. But isn't Rabbi Shimon the one that says that a shlamim can only be brought when he's shalem and not when he's an onen? Again, we're not interested in shlamim, we're interested in pesach. So we're going to have to see how this continues, how this drasha continues. Minayim l'rabbi says a toda. How do I know to include a toda as well? Marbani is todshke nechal besimcha kishlamim. So toda is also included in that din that you can't do as an onen. Minayim l'rabbi says a ola. Marbani is a ola shkein ba benadur ben davik kishlamim. Ol is also included in the din that an onen can't do it because it's similar to shlam in that it could be brought as a neder and a dava. Minayin l'rabbos b'char u'maiser, ooh, Pesach! How do I know b'char maiser and karm Pesach also are included in this din that an onen can't do it? Marbani b'char maiser u'Pesach shekinen ban alchet, because those things are not ban alchet. They're not brought for an avera. Minayin l'rabbos chatzos v'asham tamal amr zevach. That's special pasuk which on the carbonals that are brought for an aver. Minayin the rabbos va'ofos va'menachos va'yayin ve'itzim va'alvona. Tamalomer shlomim carbono. How do I know to include all those other pieces of carbonos, supplementary pieces of carbonos? Because Pasuk says shlomim carbono. Kol carbonos shu mevi, shu shalim mevi, ve'enu mevi shu onen. All carbonos that you bring, you can only bring when you are shalim. You cannot bring when you're an onen. Bottom line is katani mia pesach. Pesach was on the list, and that's the problem. The rest of them, you could say, it's midrabban, and the pasuk is only a smak. The pesach is a difficulty because before we said tovel va'ochel pischo, and now we're saying that an onen is not allowed to eat a carbon pesach. So the Gemara has three answers. Let's just read quickly one or two of them. Amar Rav Chisa, pesach kedin asfei. So enoch nami, pesach doesn't really belong on the list. Pesach, you're right, really he can't eat. It just got stuck in there somehow. Okay, Rav Shesha Samar, my pesach shalmei pesach. Pesach doesn't mean the carbon pesach. It means the shalmei pesach. Ihachi ayin shlamim. The Gemara says, but that doesn't sound right because the pasuk the Brisa explicitly said shlamim are included. So why? How could Pesach mean Shlomim? So Tanu Shlom Aban Machmas Pesach, for Tanu Shlom Aban Machmas Atzman. Dilo Tanu Shlom Aban Machmas Pesach, Sal Kedai Tichamin, Ahol Machmas Pesach, Hasi Kigufei De Pesach Dami, Kamash Shmulan. The Shlom that are brought along with Karm Pesach have to be included separately from Shlom that are brought independently, because I might have thought that Shlom that go along with Pesach have the same din as Pesach, Kamash Shmulan separately, but no, they don't have the same din as Karm Pesach.